Hey, leaders and visionaries. Welcome to the Untamed Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Bree Johnson. I'm thrilled to be your guide as we dig into conscious leadership and personal growth. Our mission is simple: help you reconnect with your authentic self, untamed from who others taught you to be, and unleash the leader within. So whether you're a leader looking to deepen your impact or an individual yearning for greater fulfillment and joy, the Untamed Mind is your mentor on the path to becoming your true self.
What is up, beautiful people? So grateful that you are listening to the Untamed Mind podcast. I'm your host, Bree Johnson, and I'm here today to open up a new series. I previewed it on Instagram if you follow me on social, and the series is called Dear Untamed Work Wife. What this means to me is two things. One, if you have been in the workplace, there's this phrase called my work wife, which refers to that buddy or friend or colleague that you have in the workplace that you ask the questions of that are things that maybe you wouldn't ask HR. So this can look like, hey, work wife, I was in a board meeting today and was asked to not only shut the door and take notes for the board meeting, despite there being an actual secretary who is not me, but also to grab coffee for the group. What gives? It can also look like, hey, I'm really having a hard time leading or managing a person on my team. I'm really at my wit's end about what to do with this performance and need some tips and ideas on how I can better lead this individual on my team. So there's all sorts of these questions. It's like your work BFF. Okay, so that's what I mean when I say work wife. The other piece of this, though, is the untamed work wife. And the reason I'm using that phrase is not only because it's the name of the podcast, but more importantly, what it represents to me is sort of being free from the boxes of your workplace, your work culture, your, you know, whatever is commonplace in your organization. It also represents being free from the conditioning of maybe the past leaders in your life. And to me, being untamed is really about being a conscious leader, thinking holistically about what is good for the person. And so I'll be responding to these Dear Untamed Work Wife inquiries and really encouraging my listeners to send in their own questions to Dear Untamed Work Wife, but answering them from a frame and really from the most holistic, heart-led, vulnerable, honest place that I can be. So the first question that I answered was from Angry in Alabama, and she wrote in and said, Dear Untamed Work Wife, I want to tell my boss to go to hell, and I don't want to lose my job. Is there a way that I can speak my mind and keep my job? Signed, Angry in Alabama. My answer to that question is getting at the roots of our employment system in the United States, which by and large is at will. And what that means is that the employee can give notice for any reason at any time. It's typically recommended, this is more of an etiquette element to it, but recommended to give 2 weeks' notice, but it's not required. In the employer's position, the same is true. An employer can terminate an employee for any reason. That can be for cause or for no reason at all, such as business hardship, just a reduction in force. They maybe cite that that person isn't a good fit, or we just don't have room for you anymore. So there can be no reason at all to terminate someone. So it's important to kind of mention that context of our employment landscape. There are some exceptions to this. There are some positions and roles that do have employment contracts, and those are a little bit different. We'll get into some of that at a later date. But for now, it's helpful to know, to be answering this question with the understanding that employment in the United States is primarily at will. So Angry in Alabama, unfortunately, if you tell your boss to go to hell and you tell him what a nasty, horrible, awful, no good, very bad human he is, it's likely that you will be terminated as a result. And the reasons that will be cited for your termination, if that is the only thing that you do, are possibly insubordination. It could be a code of conduct violation to totally go off and tell someone to go to hell and how awful they are. There's often policies or more general code of conduct that kind of govern how you how they expect employees to act in the workplace. And this would likely violate those kind of softer policies, if you will. And so it's highly unlikely that you can tell your boss to go to hell, even if he's a horrible human, without repercussions to your job. Now, what there are available are some other ideas, other practices that you could consider if you're in a situation where you absolutely cannot stand your boss and you want to do something about it. The first thing I'll offer is a more general practice that I think is very helpful anytime we're dealing with situations where we feel activated, angry, like we just have met the end of our rope, and it's called rage on the page. And this looks like getting out a piece of paper. I actually recommend that this is done in like on pen to paper. I think it's more cathartic to journal and to rage on the page, to get out everything that's going on in your head, all those things that you want to say to this individual, and journal that out pen to paper on the page. The reason I think it's certainly it is cathartic just to write it down. But the second reason I encourage pen to paper as opposed to typing it out is, you know, everything that you put on your computer, by and large, yes, there are some privacy rules for employees in the workplace, but likely you signed those away at the outset of your employment with some sort of an electronic communication policy. So if you're typing that out on your computer, A, you risk the chance of maybe accidentally hitting send, which would be no good for anyone. And B, it may still be viewable by not only your boss, but by HR and other departments within your organization, just on the basis of their ability to view and record and evaluate the things that are stored on your computer. So one, rage on the page is a really great way to get things out. It can feel like a release, and at least it's out of your brain, out of your body, and onto paper. And then what you can do with that piece of paper is you can burn it. You can destroy it in whatever way feels really good for you. You can get rid of it, you know, just move on and kind of do that woo-sah effect of having gotten it out of your head. The second thing that is available and that most employment handbooks will talk about is a policy for making what is called a protected report. And I mention this because I don't think many employees are aware that if they are being subjected to harmful, inappropriate, unethical behavior that feels maybe unsafe, or it feels like it crosses a line, that you can make a protected report to human resources, which really documents for your own protection that you have raised a problem. And it in most organizations will tip off some sort of an evaluation or investigation into the allegations. Now, what's really important to know about making a protected report is that it does not necessarily mean that the person who is being horrible and awful and saying rude things is going to be terminated, is not going to be in that role anymore. Oftentimes, it just means human resources or someone with that type of title is going to look into the matter and will ultimately make a determination. So I guess I just offer that making that protected report often means everything that comes after that is out of your hands. But what that protected report does is it protects your job. And so if following that, your boss, then where you've had maybe stellar reviews up to this point, but because you got a new boss and he was making inappropriate comments, you then made a protected report. And now he says your work performance is crap. You are put on a PIP. They then after 90 days, maybe terminate you. You may have some legal recourse because that seems or it may look like retaliation. So making that protected report can really be a way to put your employer on notice of the bad behavior that is occurring, while also protecting your interests. I share all of this, angry in Alabama, with a little grain of salt, always the disclosure that this is not legal advice. I am not talking as the Untamed Work Wife from or wearing my hat as a former employment attorney. I'm no longer practicing. This is really advice, guidance to help you get through this situation and some practical strategies that you can implement that may help you to get over or just to better process what's been happening to you in the workplace. There'll be so many more episodes where I will devote time answering questions to Dear Untamed Work Wife. And I just wanted to open this series, explain a little bit more about what I'm going to be doing, because I am such an advocate for giving employees and equipping employees with more information in the workplace. I think there is a lot of misinformation out there that leads to and really creates work cultures of fear, of retaliation, of just otherwise bad behavior, because no one is really dealing with this. And a lot of organizations, as wonderful as they are in terms of sexual harassment training or discrimination training, DE&I programming, wellness programming, are still missing the mark. And I think a lot of it is because of the fear factor of, if they put this information out there, how may employees handle it? And there's kind of this balance and fine line that they have to walk in terms of balancing the employer's interest with the employee's interest. So we're going to go into all sorts of topics related to leadership, leading people, workplace policies, work culture issues, problems with colleagues, just basic project management, time management tools, all under the series of Dear Untamed Work Wife. So if you enjoyed this episode, please stay tuned because there will be more like this. And I'm just so grateful to share and draw on my knowledge, 15 years in both corporate and law firms, as well as employment experience and really helping employers and employees navigate really difficult situations in the workplace. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Bree Johnson, signing off. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for joining us on the Untamed Mind podcast. I'm your host, Bree Johnson. Remember, the journey to becoming more authentically you looks like a steadfast commitment to your values and to untaming your mind. Stay tuned for inspiring conversations, practical tips, and a roadmap to a more balanced and joyful life. Until then, keep on thriving.